sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. This is Messages on Demand.
And Father, today I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. And Father, I thank you for all that you've done in my life and in the lives of others. And today I give you praise and glory, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Several years ago, and I'm not quite sure how many, a lady by the name of Dottie Rambo wrote a song entitled, "Remind Me, Dear Lord." I wanted to share the words of that song with you today. I wish I had the ability to sing them, but just not there right now. But verse 1 goes, "The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord." And verse 2 goes, "Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand." And the chorus, "Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Oh, remember I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord." And I think especially we need to think about remembering where we have been brought from and where we could have been. Every last one of us could have taken that wrong step in our life that led us down a path of destruction. And some of you that are listening to me today, you may have taken that step, and then at some point in your life, you may have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And He brought you out of that mess that you were in. And there may be one that's listening today that you made that wrong step and you've gone down that path toward destruction and you're still on that path. I want you to know today that God loves you. I want Him to bring back the memories to your life. And I want Him to show you what you could be if you turn your life over to Jesus Christ. As this message is being prepared and taped, here in America we're celebrating Memorial Day, a day that's set aside where we remember those men and women who gave it all, made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation and for our country's freedom. And you know, one of the sad things about it is our memory seems to have slipped that that's what the day is for. And instead, a good many of the people think it's a day to have picnics and barbecues and family get-togethers. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we still need to take the time to remember the reason why we are celebrating this day. And we as Christians need to take time on a daily basis to remember why we are living the life that we are living today, because it's of Jesus Christ who gave His life on Calvary because He loved us so very much. You know, there are many memories of loved ones that can come to mind and of things that you've done and things of the past. as you grow older, I think you tend to think back to some of those memories that you had of maybe some good times in your life. And I know there are some that you don't have good memories of your past. But for those that do, I want you to think about those memories and think what a blessing that they have been to you. I think back in my life, and yes, there are some things that have happened to me that were not particularly good, not particularly enjoyable, but most of my memories are good because I had the privilege of being raised in a Christian home, a home where we were taught to love and to fear God and to show God that we loved Him, to accept God with all of our heart, to serve Him. And again, that chorus comes to mind. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Oh, I know that we're humans today, and yes, we do forget. Some folks, especially as we get older, there are things in our memory that tend to go away. And there are others out there who unfortunately are afflicted with a disease known as Alzheimer's, which causes them to forget their loved ones even, forget the things of the past. I have a gentleman that was a member of my church, a member of my board for a number of years that suffers from that disease. And it was so sad to go visit him, and he no longer really knew who I was. And it makes you feel sick at your heart when you know that this one has forgotten. And by the same token, how often do we forget the things that God has done for us? How often do we forget the blessings that we have received? I want you to think about that for a moment. How often do you think about those blessings? And I know many times things happen in our life and we feel that it's something bad that's happened. It's something that's affecting us in a negative way. But yet later on we realize it was God looking out for us. And two things come to my memory right now as I mention that. A number of years ago, my wife and I and our daughters were traveling to the state of Arkansas. And we were going a route that we didn't normally travel. In fact, I don't think we had traveled that route previously, except maybe one other time. And there were some things that happened and the traffic that was going on and such. And as a result, I took an exit into a town that was not on my schedule to take, and we went into the town and stopped and had something to eat for our dinner that night. And as we get back into the car and head out to get on the highway, we find out that just ahead of where we were at, there'd been a fatality accident, and we could have been right in the middle of it if this other event had not happened, which caused us to make the decision to get off of the highway. And then a few years ago, I made a stop and went into a local fast food place to order my lunch. A lady and her grandchildren, I believe it was, just couldn't seem to make up their mind what they wanted to order. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm in a hurry. I'm busy. I know what I want. Couldn't you have had your mind made up before you got in line here? And I fussed and I fumed about it to myself. I didn't say anything to them. I got my meal and I went back out and I got in my vehicle and headed back over to the interstate to find out that just up ahead there had been a very serious accident that possibly I had been spared from because of what took place and that restaurant that day. It was a blessing that I received. I truly believe that with all my heart, that God kept me from being involved in something unfortunate. But today, we're living in a world and in a society that seems to have forgotten the God of the Bible. We live in a society that has turned to things that we think are more important than God. And I don't care what country you're living in, what ethnic group you're in, any of these things. I don't care what language you speak. We as a world today are living in a place where we are forgetting the Almighty God of the Bible. We want to put Him out of our lives. Some nations have banned people from talking about the God of the Bible. Other places have corrupted God's Word and are twisting what the God of the Bible has to say. And I want to remind you today of what God told His people, His chosen people, according to His Word, the children of Israel, in the book of Deuteronomy. And when you have time, read this entire chapter. I don't know if we'll get through the entire chapter and this message, but I want you to take time to read it. Think about it as you do so. And verse 1 says, "Ye shall keep all the commandments which I have commanded thee this day, for to do them, that ye may live and be multiplied, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers." Now at this point, Moses is preparing the children of Israel to cross the Jordan, go in and possess the land that God has promised them. Go in and take it, even though the enemy seems great, that God is on their side. And in verse 2 it says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years in the wilderness, for to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep His commandments or no. Therefore He humbled thee and made thee hungry, and He fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know it, that He might teach thee that man live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth a man live." I want to stop there just a minute, because he's reminding him here, during that time, you didn't have time to farm and grow crops. You didn't have time to do this or do that. But God fed thee with manna from heaven, something that came out of the sky every day except the Sabbath day. And it was plenty to keep you healthy and in good spirits. And that which you desired to feed your belly was there. It was provided. And in verse 4 he says, "Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years." In other words, your clothes didn't get old. I want you to remember that. For 40 years, you didn't outgrow your clothes, and they didn't wear out. You didn't wear out your shoes. In verse 5, "Know therefore in thine heart that as a man nurtureth his son, so the Lord God nurtureth thee." In other words, God has been taking care of you. He has supplied your needs. He's blessed you. He's provided for you. Verse 6, "Therefore shalt thou keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, that thou mayest walk in His ways and fear Him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land in which there are rivers of water, and fountains, and depths that spring out of the valleys and mountains, a land of wheat and barley, and of vineyards, and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, honey, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarcity, neither shalt thou lack anything therein, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose mountains thou shalt dig brass. And when thou hast eaten and filled thyself, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land for which He has given thee." In other words, God's going to pour out a blessing here on you. He's going to provide for you. You're going to have those things that you need. Just don't forget Him. Praise Him. Praise Him for what He's done for you. Then in verse 11, the warning, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, not keeping his commandments and his laws and his ordinances, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and filled thyself and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and thy beasts and sheep are increased, and thy silver and gold is multiplied, and all that thy has is increased, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God." There's the warning. Don't forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Who was thy guide in that great and terrible wilderness, wherein was fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where was no water, who brought forth water for thee out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, to humble thee and prove thee, that he might do thee good at the latter end. Beware lest thou say in thine heart, "My power and the strength of mine own hand hath prepared for me this abundance." Don't say I did it for myself. Don't say it was my actions, it was my deeds that provided these things. But remember the Lord thy God, for it is he which giveth thee power to get substance, to establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as appeareth this day. I want to stop there just a minute, because he's telling them the blessing that they're about to walk into, what God has been providing for them, what they're going to be receiving. Oh, what great blessing that God has given them and has prepared for them. But he's saying, here's a warning, don't you forget God. Don't forget he is the one that has provided all of this for you. Don't forget he is the one that has established you in this place. Don't forget it is through his hand and his mighty power that you are here. And I want you that are listening to me today, if you've been serving God and God has blessed you abundantly, don't forget that your blessings came from God. You might say, well, I worked for it and I did this and I did that. God gave you the ability to do it. And God favored you in those places. I remember times that God favored me quite well. I remember I got drafted into the military just 3 months after I got married, and quite frankly, I wasn't too happy about it. And this was in an era when the United States of America was involved in a war that no one wanted to be involved in. And I was being trained for a position that I knew was going to put me on the front lines of the battlefield. But God blessed me and God favored me. And instead of being sent to the battlefield, I got sent to another duty station. And there God favored me, as those who were in authority and those who were above me in rank began to take note of me and began to open doors for me. And God blessed me during that time. And I have never forgotten how God blessed me during that time. Because I know if it hadn't been for the hand of God, I could have been sent to the battlefield, and I might never have come home from there. I might be one of those people that we here in America are celebrating on this day and remembering those who have fallen in battle. He goes on in verse 19 and says, "And if thou forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify unto you this day that ye shall surely perish." That's a pretty stern and strong warning there. If you walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, you are going to perish. And yet, and I address this especially to the people of America today, we are living in a nation that has been declared to be a Christian nation since its inception. One where we had the freedom of religion, not only to serve any God we wanted to, quite honestly, but to serve the God of the Bible. And we didn't have to particularly belong to any particular denomination or group. We could serve God according to the dictates of our own heart. And we could worship God. And our country was established upon those Christian principles. And yet we are living in a nation today that is forgetting God. We've taken God out of school. We've taken God out of this. We've taken God out of that. There are groups that want to take him off our money. There are groups that want to take him off of everything that we have to do in society. But God says, if you begin to worship other gods and you forget about me, ye shall perish. That's not me saying it. That God's word saying it. I was excited to hear the other day because some news about something was taking place in the state that I live in, the state of Tennessee. And going back just several years ago, I ordered a particular license plate for my car. And during the time of the process, we were given the opportunity to vote on a saying that should go on the plate. And we voted on, "In God We Trust." And I thought, it'll never get passed, though. But I voted for it. But I'm thinking in my heart, it's not going to happen. They won't approve it. Even if we vote for it, they won't approve it. But lo and behold, they approved it. And my license plate in my car says, "In God We Trust." And now I've found the state has authorized a regular license plate that will say something very similar to that to be issued sometime in the next year or so. So we are trying to remember God in some places, but in other places, we are forgetting God. He goes on in verse 20, "As nations which the Lord destroyed before you, so ye shall perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." That's pretty stern there. If you don't serve me, if you turn your back on me, you're going to perish. I want you to remember those words today. I want them to come up in your memories. If we do not follow God, we shall perish. He goes on in God's word in a few other places here. Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says, "The wicked shall turn into hell, and all nations that forget God." Boy, that's a pretty strong warning there. If you forget God, you're going to hell. That's God's word. Simple as that. Psalms 50, verse 22 says, "Understand this, you who forget God, or I will tear you apart, and there will be no one to rescue you." Be no hope for you if you forget God. No hope. Verse 2 of the song, "Remind Me, Dear Lord, nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. It's not because of how good we are." Some say, "Well, I'm so good that I don't need salvation." But you're not. You still need God's salvation in your life, because it's not by the good that you have done. "I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands, yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand." I want you to think about that. It's not because you're so good that God loves you. Because God loves even the most rotten, despicable sinner out there. And I know there are some that will say, "I'm too bad. God can't possibly love me. God can't possibly care about me." But I want you to know, he didn't look at how good or how bad you are. Jesus came and died on the cross that all could be saved, that all could have a restored relationship with the God of heaven, that all someday could dwell in the Father's house, as sons and daughters, heirs jointly with Jesus to the kingdom of God. Yes, sometimes we need to remember where we've come from. We also need to remember where we could have been had it not been for Jesus Christ. And if you're listening and you're not a Christian, you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I want you to know right now is the time to do so. Because I also want you to remember that we're not guaranteed how much time we have here on planet Earth. We're not guaranteed our next breath. It could happen to any one of us at any time. I've had at least one friend who was a pastor, got up to preach one Sunday, concluded his sermon, and fell over dead. And I've known of several others that's happened to. They thought, I suppose, that they were going to do other things after they completed their message that day, and maybe about what the week ahead was going to be for them. They probably had plans, but the end came. We don't know. So the time to be prepared is now. And you may walk away from hearing this message and saying, well, I can wait for a later time, but I want you to remember the words that were said today, and I pray that God burn them into your memory, that now is the time of salvation. Today is the day. And Father, I pray today, if there be one that's listening that does not know Jesus Christ as his Kitabahas Sunday, as his personal Savior, in the name of Jesus, speak to that heart right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, right now, Fathers, I reach out and I pray for people, Father, as you've spoken to my heart to do today. There's someone listening, Father, that needs this prayer. And Father, I pray whatever that need is, Father, that you would reach out right now with your healing, delivering power, Father. Touch that life, touch that body in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm not sure when they'll hear this message, but Father, I also know that there is no time, there is no distance in prayer. The prayer prayed right now, Father, can touch someone down the road. And Father, I also know that the prayer right now can touch someone have already been touched in the past, Father, because of the prayer that was prayed now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would speak to hearts and lives would be changed, Father. And Father, you would stir up memories, Father, and their hearts of what you have done for them. And Father, I give you praise, I give you glory, for I've asked it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to Messages on Demand. If you have been blessed by this message, please let us know. You may contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us. Again, that's pastor@tlhf.us. Or by clicking on the Contact Us button on the homepage of our website, www.tlhf.us. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production, a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship.